This is Gospel Jazz Radio. I'm Dwayne Benton, and thank you so much for listening. Hope you're enjoying your experience. I wanted to take a moment as we were preparing to launch this amazing station. I absolutely love, I say amazing because, you know, I'm the creator and all that good stuff, but I think the music is phenomenal. And one of my biggest wishes on the list was to have a particular person be the voice of the station. And I'm going to introduce her to you now. She has graciously agreed to sit down and chit-chat with me for a moment. Portia Stevens, how are you?
Man, I am wonderful. Congratulations on the new station. This is wonderful.
This has been a dream of mine to have you because of your relationship with radio and your love for radio. I fell in love as a fan and as a friend. So I want to say thank you.
You're welcome. You are so welcome. Let me tell you something. Okay, you can toot my horn all day long, but let me really reverse this because I remember you introducing Gospel Jazz on the air back in the day. So you're aligned with your destiny, my brother.
It is, but you aligned with me, and I thank you for that. Talk a little bit and tell my audience a little bit about you, because you truly have made strides in radio and in jazz radio.
Yeah, you know, it's been a wonderful ride. Back in the 80s, you know, started out urban, you know, music over at K97 WHRK, you know, DIA. I mean, I kind of did the whole urban run, you know, doing urban radio, then doing urban AC, but I also stepped out and did other formats as well, like, you know, rock station.
Really?
You know, yeah, you know, talk station.
I'm trying to imagine you talking rock.
You know what? I am a true classic rocker.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I love classic rock. So, you know, that was on my bucket list, was to be able to do afternoon drive at a rock station. So we made that happen. So, you know, just from market to market, say between Pittsburgh, Charlotte, Nashville, Memphis, and my last stop was Chicago. Yeah. I just kind of ran the gamut, but Chicago was the best run. I had an awesome time and had the opportunity to work at, you know, WNUA, which was the premier jazz station really in the country. They set that format up for others to follow. So that's where I truly got my professional chops, you know, honed in. We honed in on them. I had done well in other markets, but once I got to Chicago, it was a totally different ballgame.
I want to know this because, again, you know, back then jazz stations really catered to a different audience, a more upscale audience. Has the jazz music stations fallen off?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Why?
I think it's revenue, you know. I know when I got to NUA in 2000, I mean, they were a top biller. Walking in, you know, the station. Okay, you're talking about, you know, where Ramsey Lewis was, you know, doing a morning show there. I mean, it was very upscale. I mean, hey, to me, they were the Veuve Clicquot when it comes to jazz stations. And it was a lifestyle station. It was all about the brand. You know, you came in there and you learned who your audience was, which were people that had disposable income and supposedly very well educated. They were well traveled. And, you know, so there's a different conversation that's being had on the air. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, it was all about revenue. Yeah. Right. You know, and during that time, it was owned by Clear Channel, which is now iHeart.
Right. Uh-huh.
They were, you know, hey, man, dumping off stations. So
how did you learn to say, because I know now in gospel jazz, I'm familiar with most of my artists, but when you talk about jazz artists, they have some of the weirdest names.
Yeah.
Did you have to actually take time and learn how to say? And what was a name that you would say?
Absolutely.
That's one of those names I have to learn.
So the cool thing about me going into NUA, right, I went to Chicago from Memphis, right? The programmer that hired me had programmed WRVR here in Memphis. So he was familiar with the talent here and really loved radio here, right? So I felt like I was kind of handpicked, you know, as the talent to go up there and really be coached, and, you know, groomed by these two guys that I would meet with every day just to get me up to speed on how the brand was executing things. Yeah. So, yeah, there were daily meetings with me, you know, pronouncing artists' names over and over and over to make sure I was saying them correctly. I didn't want to come off like I didn't know what I was talking about. Now, how they would say it to me is like, you're the expert. you're the expert, right? So as an expert,
we're
you
learning from you.
That's right. Yeah. You know, so I need to be able to enunciate the artist's name and also be able to sell the listener on the instrument that was being played just by hearing it.
Wow.
Right. So, I mean, I would go I'd go to work 2 hours early just to show prep, right? Just to be up on who was on my playlist so that I can then sell this to my audience.
You have to do homework and you give backstory and all that.
Yeah, that was a part of my prep. That was a part of my prep. So that's when I say, okay, the game changed for me when I got to Chicago and I loved every minute of it. It was nerve-wracking, but it was worth it, right?
Yeah,
you know, because the money was there, no doubt. The lifestyle was there. And the people were just super cool in the shy. They still are.
Can we talk about Ramsey Lewis?
Absolutely.
Did you have a relationship with Ramsey?
It was in passing, but it was very pleasant. I enjoyed my company around him, you know, being around him. Like, my first concert, this was good. Okay, they had an amphitheater, which is one of my favorite amphitheaters, called Ravinia. Ramsey was the music director of Ravinia's art amphitheater, and it was a Father's Day weekend. He always does a concert Father's Day weekend at Ravinia, and that was the first concert I host. So when I got to the amphitheater, they were like, go to Ramsey's dressing room, yada, yada, whatever. I then realized at that moment when he opened the door and I saw his baby grand, oh, this is on a different level. You know, being in radio, you always kind of, you know, you have a general idea what it looks like behind stage when you go into an artist's, room.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. That was a beautiful experience, right? The champagne is there. The baby grand is there. Ramsey Lewis is there. You know, it was just clean. Everything was, it was like a minimalist lifestyle. And it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, Ramsey was a beautiful spirit.
Yes,
you know,
he
when he
He's
would be
so
at the station.
Missed.
Yeah.
So missed.
Yeah.
Like I play, and I don't know if you've met these artists in particular, but I play a little of Gerald Albright, Rochelle Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met these artists or interviewed them? And
I've never met Gerald Albright or Rochelle Farrell. I am fans. I've seen them perform. But I could name some of the artists that, you know, I have met. Because I tell you, at NUA, we would have the summer concert series, which was awesome. You know, there's CDs out here. There's a compilation of CDs featuring the artists that would come to Chicago to host those shows. You know, Dave Koz, you know, you're putting me on the spot to think of artists that I'm like, okay, who impressed me the most? Because some of them are still out here playing. Like our homeboy, Kirk Whalum.
Yes.
You know, it's cool to see Kirk in another market and then come home and see him perform as well because he is just down wherever he's at. Right.
Some amazing artists.
Yeah, right.
That's just amazing.
Right.
So I appreciate, again, the love that you have shown me, the attention and your detail is impeccable. There is not one person. I have friends who I can call on to do things for me, but the dream has been to have Portia Stevens be the voice of my gospel jazz station.
You are welcome, and thank you so much for thinking of me in that way. It's always interesting to hear how people really view you, know?
And
that's just awesome to hear, and I appreciate those words.
It's weird to say that to you, and I do mean it sincerely, but people say that to me sometimes, and I'm like, no. Have you met Portia? Portia is we fan behind you because we just love to see how God has blessed your life. So
thank you. I mean, really, I totally appreciate those words. I do believe that I've been favored and I'm blessed. I mean, you know, it was a 20-plus year run in radio, and to be able to be at home and be called upon every once in a while to come and hit the airwaves. I jump at those opportunities because, hey, I've pretty much moved on with a whole nother career.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
So do you ever think about going back into the, you like the showing up every now and then?
Well, you know what? People ask me, you know, do you miss it? And I'm like, you know, radio will always be a part of me. I've got a microphone tattooed on my back, right? I will always be attached to radio in some kind of way.
Yeah.
Would I go back? I don't know. You know, I guess I have to base it on the opportunity. What's the opportunity? You know?
Right.
I like what I'm doing right now, and I tend to believe I lean on my radio experience in what I'm doing now in community relations. Yeah. Yeah,
she's a busy lady. She's a mom.
I am. I've got a 17-year-old
right
now.
And it just, I can't believe already that she's 17 years old and you're moving on to do great things. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my sister. She is my friend and she is the voice to me of jazz. Portia Stevens. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, my brother. Congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening. This is Gospel Jazz Radio.